Welcome to the Connect to Marriage podcast by Focus on the Family Singapore. While there are no perfect marriages, there is always room for us to grow to be the best spouse we can be.
Hello and welcome to the Connect to Marriage podcast. I'm Jo and I'm your host for this episode. In each episode of the Connect to podcast, we'll be tackling questions that couples ask about sex and intimacy, communication, conflict, and much, much more. We hope you will keep tuning in to learn with us as you grow closer, deeper, and stronger in your marriage. Well, today we're diving into communication and conflict as our topic as we address a commonly asked question. What's wrong with my spouse now? Why doesn't my spouse get it? Why doesn't my husband get it? I hope my husband's listening. Anyway, I have with me today our guests, husband and wife, Nelson and Gina. Nelson and Gina are actually one of our couple trainers for our marriage programs. And I'm just going to get them to introduce themselves. So welcome, Nelson. Welcome, Gina.
Hi, everyone. I'm Nelson.
And I'm Gina.
And we've been married for 13 and a half years.
We currently have three children here with us. They are 9, 7, and 6.
So for both of us, we've been working with marriages and relationships over the past 12 years, and we are really glad to be with you guys today.
Okay, I hope that you can share with us some candid stories and, but more importantly, also some useful practical tips that maybe have worked for you. And actually, maybe what might help our listeners would also be perhaps some mistakes that we should not make as a spouse. So, you know how it works out, right? You've had a hard week, you finally decided to pour out your feelings, share about your difficult week with your spouse. You sit down with your husband, he offers a blunt one-liner, then asks you a question about something that's totally unrelated to what you just shared. What just happened? Does he not care? Why is he so inconsiderate? Didn't he just offer you the solution to your problem? But why are you so upset? Well, this could also, of course, happen the other way around with wives maybe dismissing their husband's feelings. I don't know. Have you ever had such an encounter situation?
Well, interestingly, Joe, I mean, the picture that you just described is something that's very common among married couples. And it's common between Gina and myself also.
One of the areas that we have intention is in terms of punctuality. At this stage of life, I've become a little bit more rubber time, reaching on the dot or even a couple minutes late for a meeting is okay for me, especially when I have 1,001 factors affecting my punctuality. Whereas for Nelson, his idea of punctuality means arriving at least 5 minutes early, if not 10.
Okay, I hope my husband's not listening to this.
So you can see, you know,
too close to comfort. All right.
You can see how the tension can build up between us, you know, when we need to attend a function or a dinner or a meeting or event. Yeah. So it was becoming an issue for us and we really had to sit down and talk about it. Communication is so important in a marriage, isn't it?
Okay, I think I can learn something from you guys today. This is very promising. Although I really hope my husband's not listening. But yes, we do know that men and women's perspectives as well as communication styles can sometimes be really different. Maybe can you share with us like how can we learn to communicate effectively? Because we do know, we talked about this from the very start of our Connect to Marriage podcast, that oftentimes we are attracted to our spouse because they're just the opposite of us and it's, you know, opposites attract. But with time to come, as time passes, those things are not so attractive anymore. So how do we appreciate each other's differences as husband and wife and to communicate across that divide?
Actually, when we talk about communication, what we mean is really talking in a way that our spouse can actually understand us and listening in a way that we can truly understand our spouse. Because nobody really means to outrightly hurt each other in a marriage. Nobody enters a marriage with the sole objective of hurting the other person, right? And yet, we end up hurting the other person because we cannot understand each other. And then we start to assume. And then we misinterpret. And then we get into a whole lot of mess.
Yeah, and I think that's very common, especially when our natural response is to jump to conclusions. And sometimes that's because we're just different in the way we communicate. And having differences between ourselves, I mean, it's not only something that's common between a married couple, but actually it's something that should be expected.
It's true. And then because of those differences, we really find that our spouse just doesn't get us. What exactly contributes to these differences? We know that when husband and wife get married, they bring with them their family of origins. Research also does show that in some ways, men and women are innately wired differently. How does that contribute actually to, just why we can't get each other in marriage?
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting you mentioned that we are created a bit differently, men and women. We have our own different personalities, our different temperaments, and of course, the different life experiences shape our perspectives and our behavior. Like for me, I mean, when we talked about the whole topic of punctuality, I remember when I first started work and I attended this training, it was a sales training, but the trainer mentioned something that really stuck to me. And he said that when we are coming for a meeting with a client, we should never be late, because if we're 5 minutes late, it's not just the time that we've wasted, but we've wasted 5 minutes of this person's life. So that really stuck to me. And hence, from then on, I've always been a stickler for being punctual. You know, we need to be early. We cannot be late. We don't want to waste people's time.
Punctual on the dot. And this early.
5 minutes, 10 minutes.
10 minutes. So we can sit down, relax, and not be rushed. Yeah, but I mean, going back to our personality, I recognize that for me, in terms of the way I communicate with Gina, it's also very much influenced by my family. Growing up, I realized that I don't remember seeing how my dad communicated with my mom or even tried to resolve or talk about conflicts. So perhaps that sort of stuck in me, that when I enter into a marriage with Gina, I didn't know how to communicate with her. So I kept quiet most of the time. And that was pretty much how it was like in the early years of our marriage.
So it was a very quiet home?
Well, she talked more than me. Yeah, but Gina needed to learn how to draw me out. And I have to say that she was very good at drawing me out of my quietness.
Ooh. I think, like what Nelson mentioned, because how we learn to express our emotions and feelings, how we communicate or don't communicate, like all these things are all influenced by our family background and upbringing. And that's because our family origin is the first sphere that shapes us, how we make sense of this world, all the interactions and connections between people. So with Nelson's family upbringing and growing up experiences, initially in our early days of marriage, it was really hard, especially when we have issues to talk about. It was hard to draw him out. And over time, and also through learning from different people and the different training that we had, I learned that affirmation and reassurance actually helps a lot. Reminding him that I am for him, I'm not against him, that I love him, that I'm committed to him in this, you know, marriage relationship, that when I bring up issues, it is to talk about the issue and not about him. It's not like I'm not against him, and I'm here to support him so that we can work together for a deeper, stronger relationship. And I think that really helped him as he realized more and more that he doesn't need to have his defense walls up, that he can let his guard down and be open and to talk about things. I think that was really helpful for our marriage.
Yes.
What is it that women have about double the number of words to be used today than men? So I can imagine, I mean, if I were you, Gina, I would like talk all I need to talk first, and then only when it's really too silent, then I will probably maybe start to draw Nelson out.
I think sometimes I would ask him things like, you know, help me to understand you.
Wow, you know, that's
when, he does a certain action or something or say something that totally doesn't make sense to me, and like I'm so tempted to jump to conclusions, assume, you know, what he meant. But sometimes I choose, okay, you know, he's for me in this relationship as well, so I need to ask him, help me to understand you. Why do you do a certain thing a certain way, or why do you say this and or not say it kind of thing? Then it helps him to also process his motivations as well. Because sometimes I think, I don't know about you, about your husband, but like I think sometimes guys, right, they don't actually really think through why they do what they do. And they just do it. And then when you ask them why, they're like, oh yeah, actually I didn't think so much about it. Then you realize that they didn't actually intentionally want to hurt us or make us feel bad, but it's just, it didn't process through. It's
maybe us guys, we need a longer time to process our thoughts and intentions. And having a wife that having Gina to ask that question, you know, help me to understand you. I think it really helps me to actually process, like what she says, to process my thoughts, my intentions. Yeah. Why did I say those words? Like, why did I do those things?
Right.
Yeah, and it also gives him an opportunity after that to reassure me that he didn't mean to hurt me.
Yeah.
And that actually really helps me. Just hearing him say that that was not his intention helps me to reassure me that, okay, he's still for me. Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's a really good line. Okay, so now instead of like the natural inclination to immediately say, what on earth is wrong with you? what's going on in that thick head of yours? Help me to understand you. Okay.
Sometimes we need to take a deep breath and take a step back before we can say that line.
Okay, when we're in the heat of conflict though, like, how does this work out? I mean, I can imagine if, you know, we are calm and we're not too ruffled, not too frustrated, this line could still take place. When we reach the point of heated conflict, how do we like kind of rewind?
A lifetime of love and romance requires intentional effort and attention. Yet in times of busyness and with overwhelming priorities to tend to, our marriages can often take a back seat. No matter the state of your relationship today, we want to help you and your spouse thrive. Check out Connect 2, featuring specially created experiences and resources, our favorite selection of articles, top hits on our podcast, date ideas, conversation starters, and more to address the issues that are keeping you and your spouse apart, and to help you rekindle the joy of pursuing one another. Visit www.family.org.sg/connect2 today.
Well, I think it helps us that through these years, we know we are for each other. That even though we might be angry, irritated with the other person, we know that we do not purposefully hurt, go out to hurt each other or to make each other angry. But there might be a reason there that I might not be seeing it right now, but I know she's for me. She's not against me. So that helps me, even though I'm emotionally, I might be worked up, I might be angry or irritated. Knowing that helps me not to burst up. Yeah, not to be like a volcano, but to know, okay, there must be a reason. Let's find out this reason.
I think there will also be times where we need to kind of give each other space to have a time to cool down, to calm down, and sometimes process on our own first, be it writing a journal or going out in nature or whatever,
like,
you know, things that will help us to just, you know, calm our emotions down and think through, you know, what actually just happened. Some people call it the timeout phrase or whatever the term may be. It's just really having that space and time to cool down and process on our own before we actually talk things through in a more calm way.
I mean, I hear from both of you this whole philosophy almost that you share in, you know, always trying to assume the best of your partner, that my partner is for me, not against me. Is this actually something that you both articulate to each other as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, I mean, I think we make it a point to really remind each other that, you know, we love each other, that we're on the same side, we're on the same team.
Yeah, I think it was one of the marriage courses that we have done before, somewhere we learned years ago, can't remember. Maybe it's with Focus on the Family. and we learned that we are a team as a couple, we're a team on the same side and we're facing the issue in front of us. So that really helped us to see each other as supporting each other and not being against each other.
I think that takes a lot of intentionality. It's almost like a habit that you built, right?
Yes, we had to learn.
To always affirm our spouse, to also maybe almost like verbally remind ourselves that our spouse is for us, not against us. Well, in each podcast, actually, we address a frequently asked question that couples may have about marriage. And we do have a question today. Today's question is this. I know that men and women communicate and process emotions differently, but I often feel unheard and unsupported by my spouse. How can I help him see my point of view? Obviously written by a wife. But maybe it's good to hear the husband's perspective too.
First of all, maybe we need to also not jump to conclusions, but give our spouse the benefit of the doubt. I think it's important to actually hear him out as well, not just to share what we want to say, but also to hear his point of view. And sometimes if we're not feeling supported, it's important to actually just literally say it out and let our spouse know. Sometimes we are tempted to, like how when we watch movies and all, it's like, oh, the guy should just get it. But sometimes they just don't get it.
Yeah,
they really don't. They don't get the hint. No matter how much we try to hint, they just don't get it. And this is something that Nelson has mentioned before that he appreciates about me, that when I am unhappy about something, like I don't beat about the bush, you know, but actually just let him know that, hey, actually what you did, you know, yeah, like hurt me or whatever, like, you know, offended me and stuff. So that he knows, because sometimes they really don't know.
And I think it really, like what Gina said, it really helps that she verbalizes her thoughts and her feelings. So I don't need to second guess her. I know what she's thinking.
Right.
I know what she's feeling. And I think that that really helps in our relationship where we are comfortable letting the other person know how we really feel.
Right.
And how what are we really think. So I want to encourage this lady, verbalize it. Don't hint. I mean, don't drop hints, but really let your spouse know, this is how I'm feeling. And make sure that he really understands what you're going through. I mean, if it helps, get him to repeat back in his own words what you just said. So you make sure that you really understand each other. That would help him to, okay, now I know what you mean. Now I know where you're coming from.
That's a good one. So wise out there, don't speak in hints. Actually, what would be interesting would be to ask them, do husbands ever think to themselves, why doesn't my wife get it? That would be a topic for another time. But as usual, we have a couple challenge at the end of our podcast. And so if you are listening to this with your spouse, if you're not, you can re-listen to this podcast with your spouse. Take an extra 5 minutes at the end of this episode to share with each other what you think each other's conflict management style is. And how you feel about it. Because we're asking you to share how you feel about each other's conflict management style, it would be good if you can use at least 3 descriptive words or adjectives. Okay, so we're going to leave that with you. And before we go off, any last words or words of encouragement from either of you, Nelson, Gina?
Communication means talking in a way that your spouse understands your heart, not just your words. And listening in a way that your spouse feels that you understood his or her heart as well. So even if you don't agree with your spouse's perspective, empathizing and putting yourself in his or her position helps you to value and validate your spouse's feelings and perspective.
Every relationship is made up of 2 unique persons coming together. So it's very normal to have different perspectives. But we need to recognize sometimes our differences can actually help us see things in a way that we don't normally see. It helps us to watch out for each other's blind spots. So this way we learn how to complement each other and to draw the strengths from these differences. Then we can be effective in our marriage.
Okay, great tips on communication. And we hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. Our next episode actually will be diving into how we can deal with differences in marriage. So do tune in to hear more from Nelson and Gina in the next podcast. You can find out more marriage content by visiting our website at family.org.sg/connect2. And if you've not yet subscribed to our Connect 2 podcast, do so and also share it with a friend who can also benefit from it. Well, that's all for this episode. Thank you for tuning in. And till next time, take care of yourself and each other.